أعوذ بالله العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'd like to give you my condolence because of the anniversary death for Imam Hussein salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh. This day that couldn't forgotten because it is the day where Islam has been shined to all people, and because of the blood Imam Hussein and his sons, brothers and his friends, that now we live in the shine of Islam, real Islam, I mean, not the people who pretend to be Muslims. And this is, it needs for a specific lectures to talk about, but this is just to mention it. So I say, inshallah, we will have time and to talk. I have some lectures on YouTube about Muharram and Imam Hussein. Okay, with the first lesson, we'll talk with about Islamic law. Last lecture, we reached to issue 288. Within issue 288, Sayyid Sistani said that it is not necessary that one should utter the niyyah. Good. So when you want to perform wudu, when you want to perform ablution, you needn't to say niyyah. You needn't give a voice mentioning niyyah. For example, I do ablution for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need that. Sayyid Sistani said, it is not necessary to utter the niyyah of wudu in words. It means you can keep it in your heart. But if somebody asks you what you are doing, you should say, yes, I'm doing my ablution for the sake of Allah. It means, in other words, it means that you know what you are doing. Exactly. Not I'm washing my hand, I'm washing my face, but for what? I don't know. For cooling myself? For washing myself from dirt? No. You should know you're doing ablution, wudu, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so it is not necessary that one should utter the niyat of wudu in words. With niyat, you don't need to utter word or think about it in his mind. So it is not necessary that one should utter the niyat of wudu in words or think about it in his mind. Even don't think of it. But when we you what you are doing, you know what you are doing exactly, and what for that you are making this wudu exactly. Intention is enough. Exactly. Yeah. So it is sufficient here. Look Yahya. It is sufficient that all the acts relating to wudu are performed in compliance with what? With the order of Almighty Allah. With the order of Almighty Allah. What is the order of Almighty Allah? Is to wash the first to wash the face, second to wash your right hand, then to wash your left hand from the both of them, from the elbow till the end of the fingers, tip of the fingers, then to wipe your head and wipe the feet. Okay. Now, with issue number 980, yes, still we have the same issue. The ninth condition, now we're still talking about what? The condition of ablution. The conditions of ablutions. يعني شرائط الوضوء. The ninth condition is that wudu should be performed in the prescribed sequence. Prescribed sequence, it means, as I mentioned before, while it is the arrangement. First, you should wash your face. Secondly, wash your right hand. Third, wash the left hand. Then, wipe your head and wipe your feet. This is the sequence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. So we have to do ablution in this sequence. That is, he should first wash his face. These are the words of Sayyid Sistani. I'm reading them. That is, he should first wash his face, then his right hand, and then his left hand. And thereafter, he should wipe his head and then the feet. And I think, yes, maybe we mentioned that before, or we were mentioned, but doesn't matter. Let's mention it now. When you wipe head or wipe your feet, you the head and the feet should stand still, okay, without movement, but the hand should move. And it means that the hand wipe the head, not the head wipe the hand. How it comes? When I pass my head, when I pass my hand on my head, it means my head is stable in its position without movement, and my hand, which is moving on my head. And also, when I wipe my feet, my hand should move. Why should move? Yes, while the feet is stable without any movement. This is the correct way. Without this way, it means if I let my head moves and my hand stable, or my feet moves and my hand is stable, this wudu will be void. This wudu will be void. So you should pay attention. It is very important, because I saw many of people, when I go to the public latrine or the where the people make their ablution, I found them, they do their ablution in a wrong way, and they spend many years doing their ablution in such way, but as a result, this ablution is void. And if this ablution is void, so their prayers are also what? Invalid. So when he came at doomsday, they asked him about his prayers. He said, yes, I do my prayers. They said, no, you don't have any prayers. You don't have any prayer. Nothing. How it comes? This is the reason. Because you weren't doing your ablution in a right way, and you didn't ask, and you didn't accept advice from anybody, and you have to ask. You have to know at least these things which are related to your affairs, to your prayers. So you have to ask. You have to learn. Alright? So, yes. And Sister Stan said he should wipe the right foot first and then the left. The 10th condition, or condition number 10, the 10th condition is that the acts of wudu should be done one after the other, without time gap in between. What does that mean? In Arabic, we say it in Arabic between two inverted commas. We said that it is at-tatabu' al-urfi, that is something that people used to do it. People know it. How? For example, If I am washing my face, then I came to wash my right hand, okay? Then my mobile is ringing. Now it's ringing. When I take my mobile and answering the phone call, everybody who is looking at me, what they are saying? Are they saying that I'm doing my ablution, or they are going to say, no, he is answering his phone? If they say that he is answering his phone, that means my ablution is what is void. I have to repeat it from the beginning, to restart doing ablution from the beginning. Why? Because I didn't do my ablution in the sequence without any gap. There is a gap because I answered my phone. Not only that, but sometimes when you wash your when you finish washing from the left hand, okay, you need to move many steps maybe away from the latrine or from the basin. So in this case, keep your right hand wiping left hand. Keep like that. Keep doing like that. Why? In order when the people looking at you, they are saying what? You are doing what? You are making wudu. You are making wudu. But if you don't do that and you keep just walk many steps, people look at you. If we ask them what he is doing, they say he's just moving. You're just walking. So if they said like that, so you have to go back and repeat your ablution from the beginning. Is that clear? I hope so. So it is very important. Why? Because each one of us has to do ablution at least for 3 times. If I'm not saying 5 times, or if I'm not saying that each time you invalid your wudu, breaking your wudu, if you go to latrine or if you get out, wake up or something like that. So, or if you fought. So in this case, you have what to repeat? What to repeat? Ablution from the beginning. So in this case, we have to fix what are we should do and how we make ablution in a right way. Okay, question number 289. If there is so much gap between the acts of wudu, that just I said, I'm doing my wudu, I'm doing my ablution, and in between the parts of wudu, my phone rang, then I took my phone and start to answer the phone. Here, if there is so much gap between the acts of wudu that it can be said that is being performed in normal succession. In normal succession, wudu will be void. Wudu will be void. Ablution will be what? Will be invalid. Will be void, not accepted. It means you should repeat it again. It means that you cannot go to do your prayers with this, what? With this void wudu. But if there is a justifiable excuse, like water being exhausted or forgetting at the time of washing or wiping, he should first ensure that all preceding parts which he had washed or wiped have not dried up. Again, I repeat this sentence again. This is example. Say, Sistani gave us an example. But if there is a justifiable excuse like water being exhausted, finished, or forgetting at the time of washing or wiping, he should first ensure that all preceding parts which he had washed or wiped have what? Have not dried up.
والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.